Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go.
Next thing that's important is that we bring value. I was talking about kanina, the value. What can this product solve? What value does this bring for me? How valuable is it? Do I need this? Sabi nga sa akin ng friend ko, like, healthcare nga daw is something that you always wish that you have but don't want to use. Like, you want to have like something in your pocket that has you covered for 1 million so that you don't have to worry, but you're afraid to use it, di ba? When I was in the BPO industry, you know, and my HMO was worth 1 million and I didn't want to use it, pero kung magkakasakit ako, it's there. It solves a problem. You know what problem it solves? Overthinking. Peace of mind is another one. You don't have to worry about it because it's solved. It's being called proactive. You know the word proactive? You're doing things before it actually even happens. That's different from overthinking naman. Those are two different things. Pag overthinking, isip mo na parang, paano kung ganito yung mangyari? Paano kung hindi niya tanggapin? Hindi mo pa nga alam kung ano nangyayari. Because it hasn't happened yet. The way you fix overthinking is you focus on now. Paano kung hindi ko mabayaran yung kailangan kong bayaran bukas? Focus on now. Your attention should always be now. If you can't focus on the day, focus on the hour. If you can focus on the hour, focus on the minute. Because for example, if you're taking an exam next week, for example, if you studied lang the night before, of for sure, after you take the exam, shit, pumagsak ba ako? Or papasa ba ako? Malamang hindi. Because you're not prepared for it. You didn't focus on it ahead of it. You didn't do it as early as a week or two. Diba? Yung mga nabuboard exam, pag tinanong mo sila, how long did you study for it? 1 month? Bagsak karamihan yung gano'n. Unless, you know, you're really that smart and talented. But if you're not, you know, hard work will always beat talent all the time. Even the smartest one. You know, all the most successful people are not genius. They're just genius with one thing. And because dun sila nakafocus. They're not focused on so many things. Kumbaga, if you're a very good guitarist, hindi ka nag-aaral mag-drums, kumanta, yun lang focus mo. Because that's what makes you unique. And sales is like that. By always sharpening yourself to become very, very good. Kaya, even if you transfer to another industry, you can always know how to sell because you have very good habits. So it all comes back to habits. That's why I always say, you don't need motivation, you don't need inspiration. What you should always have are better sets of habits. Because, for example, if I tell you to do 100 push-ups every day for the rest of your life, even if your shoulders hurt, until such time na wala ka ng dalawang kamay, diba? No one's stopping you from doing push-ups, even if it hurts. It's like that with basketball players and athletes. Until such time someone tells you cannot, it's not possible, diba? You're always gonna try and do it. Kaya may mga Paralympics, diba? It shows like, even if they have mga kapansanan, no one's stopping them from doing what they love to do. It's just a matter of putting your right mind into it. It doesn't matter if you're not good at it. If you're not good, then how do you become good? You study. Study for yourself. It's a good habit to have. Like, learn something new. You know, I always tell my students, if you can't afford to buy books, you can always find ways. Google is your father, YouTube is your mother. Instead of manood ka ng mga vlog ng mga tao, do you feel smarter after watching a vlog of someone? No. Unless it's educational. When you go to YouTube, it's either two things. You want to be educated or you want to be entertained. Most people want to just be entertained. They don't want to educate themselves. Like, if I wanted to fix the engine of my car, I go to YouTube, type in how to fix engine of my ganda na ng car. Specific. 1,000 results will come out. Like, how to grow a mango tree. Everything. All your interests are there. Like, how to be a great salesperson. Probably half of it came from YouTube, what I learned, and from Google. Half of it from reading books. Before, if I couldn't afford books, I wanted to buy the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Think and Grow Rich. I went to pdfdrive.com, downloaded it, and put it on my phone. See? It's free. Everything is free. We live in a world now wherein, you know, you don't need to know our national hero because you can just Google it. Everything should be about our emotions. How tough we are mentally. He said, do you believe in that? Like, education right now, even if you're not college or high school graduate, important thing is your emotions mo. How good is your mo? How strong are you? You know, troll with the punches. Na pag sinapakan ng buhay, that you can get up from it. That's sales. Sales is gonna punch you with a no. Sales is gonna say, F you. I don't want your product. I hate you. I don't like you. Get out. You're selling me something I don't need. And you still get back up. Sales is not about, you know, one big client. Like, ah, shit, ito na. Ito na yung client ko na magbabayad ng 1 million sa akin. Ito na yung bubuhay sa akin. No. always think of clients as balls, and I put them up in the air. The moment I put up a client in the air, it means that I'm done talking to them. And it doesn't matter where they fall for me. It's because I'm off to the next client, off to the next. You have to put up as many balls up in the air. I see clients as balls. You have to take care of pots. You know, it depends on you how you see it. If you have 6 pots, and so you have 6 plants. If you have a 7th seed, you can't put it in another pot. So you're taking care of 6 clients at the same time. Next time, you can learn how to do 7, 8. You don't overthink about that client. Na close ko kaya yung kakatapos ko lang magpresentan? Kukuha kaya yun? No. You're thinking, sino na yung next nakausap ko? So we do. With outbound sales, I used to do outbound sales, make scripts. Is that the phones are not gonna dial for themselves. It's you. Like if you get rejected once, you have a very short memory. Dial again. Call. Diba? Do you guys always text and call whoever you're trying to sell to? If you get a no, that's fine. Go on to the next. Important is in your networking. Tuloy-tuloy kayo na may parating may kinakausap. Kasi if nagre-rely ka lang sa one big sale mo, a salesperson is not defined by there's one big sale. Do you believe that? Right? You're defined by how many of your losses are and how many you've closed. A belief that we have in real estate is that you're not defined by the 1 billion house you sold in Forbes Park. It's how many 10 million houses you've sold, how many 3 million peso condos you've closed. It's not one, it's how many. Because it shows how many times you've been rejected. Kaya when you do flyering, out of 100, maybe 3 would call you back. And then that 3, bilang mo 100 nun, maybe 3 of those will like, tara, pag-usapan pa natin. And then you get your 1. It's the same thing with doing business. For example, for every 100 new business that starts up, in 1 year, 97% of them will be closed. 3 of them will survive for the next 5 years. For example, 100 restaurants, 3 of them will survive. And out of those restaurants in 5 years, not a lot will survive. Sales is like that. And if you learn to accept the fact that you'll always be rejected, you'll succeed. If you always believe that, okay lang ma-reject, it's not the end of the world. Diba? You remember the last time you were rejected, not just by a client, but by someone, just because they don't like you? Did you feel bad? Right? You felt bad, right? But when you're in sales, it doesn't matter. You move on to the next. Because someone else will see your value. Diba? I keep on telling about value. Important here. Kanyari sabihin ng isang tao, ay, ang pangit mo, or ang pangit ng produkto mo, ay, ang pangit ang ugali mo. You're being redirected to someone that will appreciate who you are. Ay, ang ganda ng mata niya. Ay, ang ganda ng produkto niya. You see, it's relationships. You're not selling a product. You're building relationships. That's sales. Building relationship with all the people around you. Because no one wants to do business with someone that doesn't know how to build good relationships. Niloaya sa ganun. Kaya diba, as we grow older, our circle becomes smaller. Diba, nung high school tayo, nung college tayo, parang kailangan marami tayong kaibigan. Parang, kung hindi, parang loser ka, hindi ka makaaccept, kailangan sikat ka, or hey, kaya nahihiya ka. Ay, may pimple ako. Kaya pumasok niya. Diba? Alam mo yun, nung high school, may nahihiya ka sa crush mo. Guess what? They also have problems. Sila rin may pimple. Sila rin bitin yung polo nila. Marami silang inisip. Ay, yung baong kukulang. They also have their own problems. Don't focus on them. Focus on yourself.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon at the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.